Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Chuck U. Schumer now says he has been given the green light from Dementia Joe Biden to go ahead with a Senate impeachment trial right after Biden's inauguration. In other words, within the first 100 days of Biden's presidency, he wants to confirm all of his cabinet nominations, ram through a radical progressive agenda, and yes, simultaneously hold, I swear to you, an impeachment trial of a president who's no longer in office. Which begs the question, how can you remove someone from an office who no longer holds an office? In other words, it's like firing someone from a job who's no longer at the job. Trump will be a former ex-president. He is leaving in 2 days. In fact, he said he's going to leave a little bit early. He wants nothing to do with Biden's inauguration and will fly off to Mar-a-Lago. And yet, Schumer and the Democrats are bent on a witch hunt to try to humiliate the president, give him the scarlet letter of a conviction. And as Schumer himself admitted, once they convict the president in a Senate impeachment trial, they can then pass a legislation or a law with a simple majority, 51 votes, that disqualifies and bars Trump from ever holding office again. The goal is to politically and personally destroy the president and decapitate the MAGA movement. And Mitch McConnell is now saying he may actually vote to convict the president, along with other Rhino Republicans such as Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, Susan Collins. Karl Rove, the mouthpiece of the Rhino establishment, has actually said, should Trump insist that the election was stolen in his defense during a Senate impeachment trial, he will lose 17 Republican senators, maybe even more, giving them the required two-thirds majority, 67 votes, to then officially convict him. If the Republicans defect, Lindsey Graham on this point is 1,000% correct. It will lead to a Republican civil war, a political bloodbath, and the end of the Republican Party. 75 million Trump supporters will leave the Republican Party, and they will be committing political suicide. But on a more profound level, if they go ahead with this Senate impeachment trial, it would be illegal, unconstitutional, and criminal. It will fracture and break this country. It will inflame already heightened tensions, and it will permanently polarize and divide this country. It will consume Biden's presidency and blow it up on the launching pad. All people will talk about is now how Trump is a victim. Trump is a martyr. And in fact, it will resuscitate the president in the eyes of many voters, and it'll be a perfect springboard for him to make a political comeback. Only an imbecile or someone utterly consumed with Trump derangement syndrome would even consider holding an impeachment trial. But this is where they are. And so to Schumer, Biden, and Pelosi, you want to go after the president? Go ahead. Make my day. But remember, you are crossing the Rubicon. And once it's crossed, there's no going back.